Michigan is emerging as a new battleground in the race to build massive data centers. There are people who want them and people who say, not in my backyard. WJR's Marie Osborne has the very latest. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hi there, Paul. So tech giants and developers are eyeing sites across at least 10 communities in the Lower Peninsula. They like the idea of fresh tax incentives and access to power. Hundreds of people packed Howell High School's auditorium to voice concerns over a proposed data center in that area last night. The Board of Trustees voted for a six-month hold on the applications for the facility. So these hyperscale facilities are sprawling complexes. They have a lot of electricity use, and they draw that from a major city. They're being fueled by the boom in artificial intelligence and cloud computing. Utilities say the surge could push Michigan's peak energy demand up by 40%. That would force new investments in power plants, renewable arrays, and transmission lines. The most advanced proposal so far is a $7 billion campus south of Ann Arbor. It's backed by Oracle and OpenAI, and it was supposed to open in 2027. Other projects, though, face hurdles from local groups and environmental pushback. Like I said, the one at Howell High School or in the Howell area did bring out lots of people last night. And again, critics, Paul, are saying these places have a lot of water use. There's an issue of farmland loss and billions in subsidies. The supporters, though, say there's going to be a lot of jobs and economic growth.
You know, it really is a sign of the times and what a tough position we're in and with our elected officials who are looking for wins. And generally speaking, bringing in a new business, in this case, a data center, rings the jackpot as new business, lots of money, maybe lots of jobs, although I'm a little shaky on how many jobs in the end you really need in a data center. I mean, real human being jobs. But this water usage, this electricity usage, this overall energy usage is a real problem that these people are facing and very concerned about, because I think they think the people who are looking for a win in the win column are not necessarily weighing those things the way they'd like them to weigh them. I mean, this one guy, I'm going to just give you the quote from a guy that was there in Howell with the community meeting and talking about it, and most people or a lot of people complaining about it. Quote, as my husband would say, they're trying to spit shine a turd and call it gold. End of quote. That kind of sums up the way many people who are against this sort of thing feel.
Yeah, that's a jewel of a quote, isn't it? Well,
a jewel of a quote. Well put.
Yes, it is. So, you know, even the utilities, like I said, are saying that this surge in power could push the peak energy demand here in Michigan up by 40%. And a lot of people are saying, you know, we can't meet that. We just can't meet that, at least the way things stand right now. So there are very much legitimate concerns involved here. But again, you're weighing that against economic growth overall, not just jobs, but, you know, overall economic growth in a community.
Right. You think that eventually, even with all the breaks they get, there'll be tax money that's coming in that will help the community with other expenses. But I'll tell you, this almost screams of somebody coming up with a brilliant new idea. Hey, why don't we have coal-fired power plants? It'd be like nothing old is new again, or something old is new again, something like that. Because you're right. How are we going to make the kind of power, the electricity, the energy that they're going to need to run these things and not cause the average homemaker to feel the brownouts and the other problems because of the lack of ability to come up with that kind of power?
Yep. And you bring up the point about jobs. I think people have become a little more discerning about what they hear when companies come in and say, oh, we're going to have X amount of jobs. Because as we've seen here in Michigan with several big projects, that really has not happened. That's not come to fruition, the promises that were made. So I think people are a little leery now about that side of things.
And so far, in the research information you gave me, Marie Osborne, to prepare for this as our Director of Community Affairs and News, that Michigan at this moment doesn't have any of the massive hyperscale data centers owned by the likes of Google or Microsoft and Meta. And if we have to understand and accept the fact that those, for example, those three, Google, Microsoft, and Meta, are going to be around a long time. And they are going to be the tail wagging the dog. So with our 57 smaller data centers the state has, according to the database data center map, they're nothing like what these things are going to be like and how problematic they could be for us.
No, we're talking about hundreds of acres and mostly farmland, you know, that's going to be consumed by this. And I think people are concerned about that, too, although, you know, they're going to go somewhere else if we don't do it here. There's always that.
And then we have to accept that. But on the other hand, we have to accept why they're really, really, really interested in building them here in Michigan, besides the fact that we have the land, we have tax breaks. So there are other people out there who have some of the land or all of it and certainly maybe have a better stomach for tax breaks than we might. But it is a global boom that we're either going to be a part of or not. Marie, always a pleasure. Thanks for your help on this.
Thank you.
WJR's Marie Osborne, Director of Community Affairs and News. We have lots more coming your way. Relentless positive radio on this Friday, November 21st. Paul W. Smith, WJR, Focus.